This is Elite Insights on Elite Achievement, a short episode to help you lead with clarity and execute as your firm grows. Let's start here. A client recently shared with me that he felt overwhelmed. And we weren't talking about the typical overwhelm that comes with being a financial advisor, building a practice, and working with clients. We were talking about the overwhelm that comes with building a firm, such as the tension you feel when you're the person responsible for driving revenue while also being responsible for people, hiring, and growth. You now have competing priorities and everything feels important at the same time. You're constantly making decisions such as how to structure the team, are the right people on the team, and are they in the right roles, and when to invest. And now you're responsible for developing and managing the people on the team. You have to share difficult feedback, manage their performance, or handle personality differences. You're navigating all of this while going through the identity shift of, I am responsible for driving results myself, to I am responsible for how the team produces results. More and more advisors are in this spot, what I call the messy middle, where they're no longer just focused on production, but they're not fully operating as the CEO of a firm yet either. When I started in the industry over 20 years ago, most advisors were focused on production. Maybe they had one or two team members, but building a firm wasn't as common, and I don't think many advisors were thinking of themselves as CEOs. Now, more advisors are either intentionally building a firm or they're finding themselves building one over time. For some advisors, they've always had a vision to build something bigger. For others, they almost stumble into it. They hire one person, then another, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, I am building something so much bigger than I expected. Whether you plan for it or not, it's not surprising when the feeling of overwhelm shows up. When you start building a firm, your responsibilities change, but you don't always redefine your role. You operate like an advisor who now has leadership layered on top instead of operating like the leader of a firm. I see this role misalignment show up in a few ways. First, it's in how you spend your time. Most of the successful advisors I've worked with are wired for high activity. They keep back-to-back meetings. They're used to being in front of clients, and there's a sense of urgency to how they operate. And that's part of what makes their practice successful. But the challenge is when you're building a firm, if all of your time is spent in client-facing meetings, you're not thinking strategically about the growth of the firm, and you're not creating the space to actually work on the business. Leadership becomes something you fit in when you can instead of something you intentionally plan for. You have to decide who you are spending time with, which relationships are most valuable to the firm, and where your energy should be focused. This is where clarity around your ideal client, segmentation of your book, and prioritization becomes necessary. Another way I see this disconnect is in how you develop your team. If you're operating like an advisor with leadership layered on top, development becomes something you do when you have time. You cancel one-on-ones with team members when a client issue comes up and you don't always reschedule them. Or you book over your one-on-ones because they don't feel as urgent. Over time, this behavior starts to erode the relationship and creates frustration because your team doesn't have clarity and there's no structure to their development. I think some advisors think that when they hire someone, the job is done, but the job is just beginning. Building a team and a firm isn't just about hiring. It's about how you develop the people you hired so you can get the results that you expect. And then there's delegation. I think there are two types of delegation advisors experience. The first is tasks, things like paperwork, data entry, following up, and tracking. All the behind the scenes work that keeps the practice running. This is the work you know you probably shouldn't be doing anymore, but you hold on to it because it feels easier to just do it yourself. Or if you're being really honest, you're avoiding the work that actually grows the business, such as prospecting and phoning, and this work keeps you busy. The second is client relationships. And this is where delegation tends to get harder. Logically, you understand if you want to keep growing, you can't spend the same amount of time with every client, but emotionally, it's hard to let go of the relationships you've worked so hard to build. You've spent years building your book and you've built trust with these clients. So even when it makes sense to transition these relationships, it's not always easy to actually do it. If you're in this phase of the messy middle where you're driving revenue, producing, and leading at the same time, it's important to recognize that your role has changed. The work now is becoming more intentional with how you spend your time, how you develop and lead your team, and what you choose to continue owning versus what you delegate. And this isn't something you figure out all at once. It's a process. And that's what this podcast is about, helping you navigate the shift from being the one who drives all the results to leading a firm where results happen through your team. In next week's episode, I'm talking with Peter Taboris, CEO of Park Avenue Capital. We talk about what it really takes to build and scale a $4 billion firm and how his approach to growth is different from most advisors. I appreciate you listening and investing the time to grow as a leader. Follow Elite Achievement for more conversations on leadership and building a firm.